our minig, the minig of Ashkenazim, is to always start Slichas Motzei Shabbos. Which Motzei Shabbos depends how many days there are between Rosh Hashanah and the previous Motzei Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah falls on Thursday or Shabbos, like this year it falls on Shabbos, then since there are 4 days minimum between Motzei Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, we start the Motzei Shabbos previous to Rosh Hashanah. When Rosh Hashanah falls on Monday or Tuesday, and there aren't 4 days between Motzei Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, then we start the two Motzei Shabboses before Rosh Hashanah, in order that there should always be a minimum of 4 days between the beginning of Slichas and Rosh Hashanah. The various reasons given why the minig is what we have. We always start on Motzei Shabbos because it hints to the Bria Sa'olam. Rosh Hashanah was not the day that the world was created. Rosh Hashanah was the day that man was created. And therefore, the world was created 6 days earlier on Chaf Hei Elul. And since the day of the week, even though it's not the date, but the day of the week prior to Rosh Hashanah that the world was created was Sunday, so we always start on Sunday to give a hint to Bria Sa'ol. Why 4 days? Some say the reason of 4 days is because people used to have, or some people at least used to have, the minhag to fast all Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Except there are certain days that you're not allowed to fast. They didn't fast the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. They didn't fast on Shabbat Shuvah. And they didn't fast on Erev Yom Kippur. Because according to many sheets, it's also to fast on Rosh Hashanah. And it's definitely also to fast on Erev Yom Kippur and on Shabbat Shuvah. So therefore, there were 4 days out of the 10 that they couldn't fast. So to make up for those 4 days, they started Slichas a minimum of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah and fasted on those days. However, another reason is brought down, why 4 days, and that is that the theme of Rosh Hashanah is that a person brings himself like a korban before HaKadosh Baruch. There's a medrash that says it openly. The medrash says that on all Yomim Tovim, it says, V'hikravtim Ola. On Rosh Hashanah, it changes and says, Va'asisem Ola. Vasisem can also mean you make yourself. Rosh Hashanah, you make yourself an Ola. It fits very nicely in what the Mishnah says, or the Gemara says, that why do we bring the Omer on Pesach? Because on Pesach we're judged for grain, so we bring some of the grain as a korban in order that the Rebbeinu Shem should bless the rest of the grain. Shavuos, we bring the Shtei Alechem because we're being judged for fruit of the tree. And we bring wheat, which has a connection to a tree, because wheat originally grew on trees. Eitz Hadas, according to one opinion, was wheat. And therefore, we bring a part of what we're being judged on, so the Rabbanu Shem will bless the rest. On Sukkot, we're judged on water. We pour water on the Mizbeach. Same idea. And on Rosh Hashanah, it would follow that since we're being judged in our very lives, we should bring ourselves as korbanos. Except the Rebbeinu Shlom is a molei rachamim. He doesn't want us to have to sacrifice ourselves actually. So he gave us a way to do it called malchios, zichronos, and shofros. And that acts as a korban. We makriv ourselves as a korban through malchios, zichronos, and shofros. And therefore, the occurrence in history that is most connected to Rosh Hashanah is Akedas Yitzchak, which was the ultimate human sacrifice or intended human sacrifice of bringing a sacrifice of yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is the theme of Rosh Hashanah. Bring yourself as a korban. Before you brought a korban, you had to inspect it for blemishes for 4 days. Bikur. 4-day inspection time. And therefore, we need 4 days of Slichas to inspect ourselves for blemishes before Rosh Hashanah. We should come to Rosh Hashanah blemish-free. That is what's brought down in the Sfarim, why we start Slichas Motzei Shabbos with a minimum of 4 days between that Motzei Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, in order to have 4 days of introspection, of inspection for blemishes. We've asked the question in the past and given various answers. Does any of us think that we are going to come to Rosh Hashanah blemish-free because we had 4 days of slichas? That's going to make us tmimim, korbanos that are perfect by the time Rosh Hashanah comes. I mean, that's what Aseres Yemei Teshuvah is all about. We need a Rosh Hashanah and a Shabbos Teshuvah and a Kol Nidrei and a Musaf and a Ne'ilah, and maybe by then we'll have gotten rid of our Averas and be somewhat blemish-free. But if we're going to be blemish-free before Rosh Hashanah starts, what do we need all the rest of it for? And what are the chances that just by saying Slichas for the next few days, we're going to become blemish-free before Rosh Hashanah? What does it mean? I've given 4 or 5 different answers in the past. I want to give you a new answer tonight. The question assumes that being blemish-free and bringing yourself as a korban means that you don't have any averus, that you're going to do tshuva and you're going to be a perfect korban without averus. It's not what it means. The blemish that exists in a person not being able to offer himself as a korban to the Rabbanu Shalom is not necessarily averus. It's not the blemish we're talking about. The blemish is not having a broken heart. Lev nishbar v'nidke Elokim lo sevaz. What is the Rav Hashem looking for? He wants a person who has a broken heart, who doesn't feel complete, doesn't feel perfect. And a person who has that broken heart, the Kutzker Rebbe says that the most shalling thing, the most perfect thing is a broken heart, then that enables a person to at least offer himself as a korban to the Rabbanu Shalom, having that broken heart. Chazal say that kol ha'over aveiro mizbayish bo, that broken heart means that you're embarrassed. You're ashamed of what you did. And if you have that shame, then you're not blemished. Then your heart's complete. And you're able to be makriv of yourself as a korban. You worry about getting the averus away, that's the whole Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. But to be able to offer yourself as a korban to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to be able to have a broken heart. Chazal say that a person who's misbayish, over averu misbayish, but first of all, mochlim lo akol avonosa, the Ribbono Shel Olam forgives him for all his sins, just the busha, just feeling embarrassed, ashamed. And beyond that, there's a chazal that says, ki'ilu hikriv kol ha-korbanos. That's the greatest korban. The greatest korban is a person who offers his heart to the Ribbono Shel Olam and says, I'm ashamed of what I did. I don't feel perfect and complete. That is the greatest non-blemish to be able to offer yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the mumin that we're looking for. At least by Rosh Hashanah, to come with a broken heart. Not to come with the brazenness that I'm okay, everything's okay, I have nothing to be ashamed about. That's what Slichas is all about. Just to create the beginning, the knocking on the door, that I'm able to start Aseres Yemei Teshuvah ashamed, embarrassed. And that's why we start Slichas. L'cho Hashem HaTzdaka, V'lonu Boshes HaPonim. That is what Slichas is. Before we say vidui, we say anachnu, ein anachnu azei ponim. We're people who can be ashamed and embarrassed. We're not azei ponim. That's what slichas is all about. At least to create the matzah where a person doesn't have the blemish of being unashamed, unabashed from what he's done throughout the year. The proof to that is something from this week's Seder. Torah says that someone who says Shalom Yieli, Ki Beshrirus Libi Eilech, which is the antithesis of what it means to be misbayish, to be ashamed. We'll see how it works out, what Shrirus Libi. But Shrirus Libi means a person says, Shalom Yieli, I can be Shalom. I can be perfect, no problem. I'll do whatever I want, with no misgivings, not to be ashamed. Then on that person it says, Lo Yova Hashem Sloach Lo. That kind of person can never get Slicha. Slicha is connected to Busha. If you're able to be ashamed and embarrassed of what you did, then you can get Slicha. If you're not ashamed and not embarrassed, and Beshrirus Libi Eilech, I'll do whatever I want, then there can't be any Slicha. Lo Yova Hashem Sloach Lo. Two sides of the coin. What is Beshrirus Libi Eilech, which is the antithesis of Busha, and if we understand what the two conflicting things are, we'll understand better what we're supposed to accomplish during this time before Rosh Hashanah, and then again the Slichas before Yom Kippur, to make ourselves unblemished, at least, not to have the blemish of not being embarrassed and ashamed. Rashi says, Ki b'shrirus libi eilech, shrirus comes from the lashon ashurenu, to look, to see. Whatever I see, whatever I think, that's what's right. There's nothing that I can be wrong about, right? Whatever I see, whatever I understand, that's what is. And beyond that, there's nothing. And therefore, there's nothing to be embarrassed and ashamed about, because whatever I see and whatever I think is fine. That's one pshat. The Ramban says, Shrirus Libi comes from the word Sharir. Sharir is a muscle. Whatever I want, not just what I see and think, but whatever my heart leads me as a muscle, strong, my tithes, my desires, whatever I desire, that's what I do. I want it, I do it. There's nothing to think about twice. There's nothing to be ashamed or embarrassed about. Whatever I desire, I do. That's second pshat in Shrirus Libi. Third pshat is a psikta. Psikta says, Shrirus Libi comes to Lashon Shari. Shruyim Lach, Mutarim Lach, Mutar. I make everything mutar. Everything's okay. Whatever I want to do, I find justifications for, and I tell myself it's mutter. I paskin that it's mutter. Shaila, I paskin all the shailas, and they always are mutter. So, or I ask somebody, I had once somebody call me with a shaila, and he gave me the following, somebody didn't know, somebody off the moshav, obviously, called me, said, I have a very serious, it was a serious shaila, but he said, before I tell it to you, I'm only telling it to you if you tell me it's okay. If not, I'll ask somebody else. I don't know why he bothered asking anybody, because he was going to find somebody in the end who was going to tell him it's okay or whatever. So I told him, I'm sorry, but I don't answer shailas like that, and I hung up on him. But that's a person. Shori, mutter loch. Whatever I want, it's mutter. Right, and I justify it. I have all kinds of convoluted, distorted ways of saying that whatever I want to do is mutter. Create not only justifications, but ideologies and false ideas. It's a very small difference between a shita and a shota. A lot of times people make things into shitas, but they're just the regular old shtus. And they're no ideology, they're just foolishness. And a person fools himself. And he thinks whatever he, in his convoluted ideas, thinks his mutter is mutter. The Malbim says, Shrirus Libi means that the Avodah Zorah have in my heart. A person can contain with his, in his heart Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah can be Kochi Vol Tzibyodi. I can do anything. Anything is okay for me. Or he can have false ideologies that emanate from his heart. Same idea. And finally, the Tzror Hamor says Shrirus Libi means Ki b'shrirus libi eilech, I can't control myself. I'm an onus. It's not my fault. The devil made me do it. I can't control it. It's not within a human being's capability of choosing what's right. People are forced to do what they do, and therefore everything will be okay with me. I'll do what I have to do because it's not really my fault. I'm a victim of circumstance. I'm an onus. It's not my fault. I'm forced. Shrirusli. All of those are excuses for a person never to be embarrassed, never to have any misgivings. I do what I want. Never think about it twice. Justify it. Feel that it's not my fault. I can't control it. Or to make up convoluted ideas and be mocked or everything. Or to believe that whatever I see, whatever I understand has to be right. All of that goes into the antithesis of what a person has to do to get shlicha, is to be embarrassed, to be ashamed. And that kind of person, lo yoga Hashem sloach, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam never forgive such a person. So how do you become a person who's not like that? In all the ways that are the opposite. Busha starts, says that when we were makabel the Torah, so we stood before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and we realized that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the one up there who's giving the orders, and we're the ones receiving them. And therefore, we got a tremendous amount of busha, that we can stand before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and he can speak to us, and who are we compared to him? Who are we to think that we can decide, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is making the decisions, what's right and what's wrong? And therefore, it says that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam came, Levavur Naso Seshem, one shot to test you. That you should have the capacity to be ashamed, that you stood directly before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and you were makabel the Torah, and you knew that he was mitzaveh you, what you should do. How can you come then and say that you have other ideas and other things and you can decide better and whatever you see is okay? That's busha, it says. Yiras Hashem al peneichem, levilti secheto, where is Yiras Shemayim on your face? That's the ability to be ashamed. Busha, Shem Shavuher says, busha comes lehis boshesh, to hold back, to be inhibited. He says that busha comes from frustrated expectations. You have expectations for yourself. You know that you have potential. You know that you can accomplish things, and you see that you don't. You're frustrated in not living up to what you know your potential is. You're disappointed, inhibited. That's the opposite of feeling that you can't control yourself, that there's no hope. You're forced. You're a victim of, you're like an animal. Whatever comes your way, that's what you do. But you're not animals. We're human beings. We have bechira. We have the ability to overpower our Yitzhahara, to do things that are more than animalistic, to be very, very fine, uplifted people. So therefore, busha comes the opposite of feeling that I can't control myself. This is what I am. It's feeling that's not what I am. And therefore, I'm embarrassed because I could be better. And that's what we always explain, that when a person says, vidui, so he says, lo shovalom, that I did all these terrible things, but it's not sukkapas for me. It's not befitting me. Yeah, I did them. But that's not what I really am capable of doing. I'm capable of doing a lot better, because if I'm not capable of doing any better, and that's what I am, then what's to be sorry about? That's what I am. But if that's not what we are, and we are capable of being a lot better, then we have to be embarrassed and ashamed that we didn't live up to our real potential. A person is mevuyish that he didn't go after his seichel, that he did things that, mamash, he acted like an animal. Animals do what feel good, but they don't have seichel. The Sfarim say, seichel is busha and busha is seichel. Little children have no shame. You get shame when you have intelligence and seichel. People who have no seichel have nothing to be ashamed of. Shote ain't lo boshes. There's no busha. He's a shote. He doesn't have any intelligence. Intelligence and busha go together. Animals have no shame. They have no intelligence. It's only a human being, and the more intelligent you are, the more shame you can have, because you know that things are not befitting you. And it's a shame and an embarrassment to function like an animal. So therefore, a person who understands that he's a human being, and he's not an animal, and he can function better, and he's not an onus, and he can't use that as an excuse, that should bring a tremendous amount of shame and embarrassment, because I didn't function like a human being. I didn't use my seichel. I functioned in a way that I followed my yetzer hara like an animal. Therefore, the Maharal says that kol over aveiro misbayishbo, if a person sins and he's embarrassed from the sin, then mochlin lo kol avonosov, not just for that sin, because the person then shows that the sin is not really him, because he feels uncomfortable with it. If it's me, then I have to suffer for it. But if it's not me, I've separated myself from it, then it's already the beginning of mechila. I realize this isn't me. It's something I did, something separate from me, but it's not me. Busha also is the ability to admit that you made a mistake. Busha has the idea of being deceived or deceiving yourself. Reb Shamshon Fohurst says, when a person feels that he fooled himself or he's been deceived by his yetzer hara, then he feels embarrassed. That's also part of the embarrassment, that a person can make a mistake, that he's not always right, that whatever he sees is not necessarily the way it is, and what he thinks is not the way necessarily the way it is. And all of the heterim and justifications that he gives himself are maybe not what's proper. And if you can admit that you made a mistake, then if I made a mistake and I deceived myself or I was deceived, then you feel embarrassed. Then you feel ashamed. So that's also part of the busha, to admit you made a mistake, to admit that it's possible you could even deceive yourself and surely be deceived by others. Busha also is a feeling of, I was a kafui tova. I owe the Rabbanu Shalom so much. The Rabbanu Shalom gives me so much in this world, everything. And I take what he gave me and I use it against him. And I don't use it in a way that he wants me to use it. And he gave it to me. So instead of feeling kochi votsam yadi, I'm the one who causes my success. I'm the one who causes that which gives me osher, fortune in this world. Or avodah zara. This is what gives me fortune. This is what makes me successful. Money, power, whatever it may be. All avodah zaras. All giving credit to other powers, secondary powers, and not realizing that whatever you have comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. And if you do realize that, and the Rabbanu Shalom gave you all these things, and you use them against him, what kind of busha, what kind of shame does that bring? But if you think that you're the cause of your success, that other powers are the cause of your success, so you're not mevuyish from the Rabbanu Shalom, what does he have to do with any of this? So shame also comes from a realization that the Rabbanu Shalom is the one who controls everything in the world. And whatever you have from him. And he gave you all of this on condition. And you didn't live up to the condition, something to be embarrassed and ashamed about. Also, a person feels lowly standing before the Rabbanu Shalom, just like by Matan Torah. It's an ongoing thing. And we're constantly standing in front of the Rabbanu Shalom. How could a person feel haughty, shrirus libi, when he knows that he has to stand and be scrutinized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Mirtz Hashem, if we let all these thoughts go through our mind, we break our hearts a little bit. We have a lev nishbar v'nidke. Then we will be fit to bring ourselves as a korban on Rosh Hashanah, even though we still have all our chatoim, we haven't yet done tshuva, and we didn't have a Yom Kippur that passed by. But at least that blemish, the blemish that prevents us from giving ourselves over to the Rabbanu Shalom of the Karban, the blemish of a Shriras Libi, Shalom Yieli, Everything's fine. I have nothing to be embarrassed, nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to have any misgivings about. Then there's no way of giving yourself over as a korban l'Hashem. But if you cure that blemish, and that's what Slichus is all about. L'cho Hashem atzdoka v'lonu boshes hapon. Ein anachnu azepon. As long as we can come to Rosh Hashanah and mean that, lonu boshes hapon, and ein anachnu azepon, then we're fit to start the process. We've knocked on the door. That's the knocking on the door. And then we start with Rosh Hashanah, and then Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and then Shabbos Tshuva, and then Erev Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, until Ne'ilah, from knocking on the door by Shlichas, the door will open, and Navo Sha'orav will be able to enter in, and all of us will be Zoche to a Tshuva Shlema during these Aseret Yemei Tshuva, not just to take away the blemish of a Shrirus Libi, but to go to the other extreme and take away all the other blemishes, all the Averus. Should start a new year, a year that is Techale Shona, the Kiloseho, the Tichle Shona, the Kiloseho, Techale Shona, Birchoseho, will be able to reach a Ksiva V'chasima Tova for ourselves, our families, our community, for Klal Yisrael. To see this year be the year, as the name of the Tufshin Ayin represents, it should be a year of Yeshua. Klal Yisrael should be redeemed during this year, and each of us redeemed individually, the Vyaskol Tzedek Meir Lamin.